Dear citizens, this is Padmini Arhant, representative, divine mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Before I proceed with discussion on several issues concerning humanity, I would like to shed light on the recent decision by the present ruling authority in New Delhi, India. The ruling power in New Delhi, India, has scheduled June 21st as Yoga Day, subsequent to incumbent administration proposal and UN approval of this event. The action deserves attention. Let me acquaint you with yoga and the origin. Yoga was founded and introduced by celestial deity in human form to humanity. The deity Patanjali was a powerful orator and philosopher with knowledge in spiritual science and medicine. Patanjali was the exponent of yoga and combined the beneficial aspects of physical and mental development through yoga. Although yoga originated since creation of the universe, yoga has been practiced in India for over 2 millennia. God Shiva is the pioneer of yoga, the supreme guru. Yoga is the integral part of Indian cultural heritage. Yoga is a proven healthy activity for physical fitness and stress management. The tradition is also associated with spirituality pertaining to inner peace attained from meditation and concentration, besides the focus on physical exercise. Those who are not inclined to be part of spiritual experience could delineate from such pursuit, even though, in my view, physical well-being is sustainable upon maintaining peaceful state of mind. The requirement to raise awareness and sharing the multitude prospects of yoga to mankind is critical. However, the politically motivated strategy using yoga as the means to promote ill-conceived notions reflects negatively on the source and catalyst behind such involvement. Generally, when honoring any positive contributions and appreciation of service would be carried out with sincerity that is ominously lacking in the relevant engagement by the authority. I raise the question to organizers and those responsible for choosing the date June 21st among other days in the calendar. What is so auspicious about this day that has led them to recognize as the day for international yoga event? The reality is political smear campaign and swift boat politics being the dominant tactics to prolong status quo. Those in position of power are feigning the action as a tribute to yoga. Any genuine purpose would not be targeting innocent beings, whether animals or humans, and instead approach with humility for greater cause. The fact of the matter is, Indian political establishment, along with external forces posing to commemorate yoga, prepared to stoop to any level in denigrating Indian cultural and spiritual endowments for mutual satisfaction. This further exemplifies the severe deficit of integrity and credibility among them. Political environment has never been conducive or congenial, going back to Roman days, and contemporarily become brutally Brutus, much to self-destruction. Yoga International event is best spared from political dogfight that is guaranteed to backfire at them. By the way, my family pet Sasha's birthday as June 21st is mistakenly believed by those coordinating the convoluted affair. Sasha would be dedicated in practicing yoga upon permissible by nature, and perhaps even serve as an example for certain human beings with serious deficiency in values and character. Man proposes and God disposes, as always, whenever deception and unscrupulousness is prevalent. We'll be back with more on Global Matter. This is Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. Thank you all for your interest and attention. Peace to all. Thank you.